the continuation of the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Mark and Lori Chadwell. Petition 190-16701 for account 933-213-003. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Mark Chadwell in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'll turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, so...
Did you get this from the assessor?
Yes.
So they're offering to lower it to 400?
He's applying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just felt like that is still too high, you know, based on current sales and stuff and market value out there. I had this market analysis done by a local real estate done.
Uh-huh.
You have that, I think. And they came up with 394, you know, if they were going to sell it. But, you know, the homes in our area that have been selling have not been selling for this asking price. So there's a place right across the river that was asking 500 and something, and it's finally ended up selling for 340. The house just down the street, which is part of this, but it was at that time not sold, started out at over 400,000. It been on the market for quite a while, and it's the same square footage as our home, 2.5 times the acreage. It's 2.5 acres. We have 0.99 acres. It finally ended up selling after going through two or three real estates just 3 weeks ago for 366. You know, so what I'm worried about is, you know, if I were to put my home on the true value of the home is what it will sell for, and I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to sell it for what I paid for it at 365. Based on what's been happening in that area.
Yours is a fairly new house, though. You built it, didn't you?
Pardon?
Did you build the house?
No, I did not. I bought it 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Okay, but it's fairly new.
Yeah, and so I paid $365 for it. It's basically 1,700 square foot home. It's on 0.99 acres. The home, even the finished part of the home, is not really finished. And so, you know, the windows don't have trim on them, the doors don't have trim on them, the closets still have curtains on them instead of doors, and they're not framed out and that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get that done, but on a fixed income, it's slow and not easy to do. So these are the kinds of things that I'm challenged with. So I still felt like $400,000, I could never sell it for that, and I'd be upside down.
Is your basement finished, or is it?
No, it is not finished. It's completely.
So you have a big garage there, and then the unfinished, and your finished area is all up.
Yeah. So the downstairs is it's just basically there's no windows or anything in it, no shelving. Nothing. It's just a concrete storage area, basically, other than the bathroom. There's a functional bathroom downstairs.
Okay. Those are the garages there?
Yes. The three-car garage. Again, there's nothing fancy about the garage. The house is not... It's a beautiful home, but it wasn't built the way I would have built it if I'd have built it myself. Too many shortcuts taken, like the garage. There's a three-car garage that has three plug-ins in it. You know, I mean, just shortcuts here and there that I didn't realize until after we bought it and moved in.
They got a wide space between the garage doors, too. That's kind of unusual. Usually it's about a foot.
Yeah, but there's a row of posts.
On each one of
them? Yeah, each one of them. So it's, yeah. It breaks it all up. And it's a low ceiling. And in order to have, you know, your bedrooms are upstairs above the garage.
Right. Is there living space, or is that just the open basement on the left side?
On the left side is the living room.
On the upper level or the lower level?
Well, that's all. It's just a high ceiling.
Okay.
So that's just the living room, and then behind it is the kitchen.
And then the bedrooms are on that same bedrooms level, but they're lower ceiling.
Yeah, that's the main bath bedroom right there. And then the next window over is in the middle is just kind of a little dressing area or closet or whatever. And the next one is a spare bedroom. So just two bedrooms. And there's, you know, it's all natural habitat. There's no lawns, no real landscape.
Are you on the river? Or?
No, we're across the road from the
river. Across the road from the river, okay.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. We're okay.
We're okay.
You'll get a report from us within 30 days.
Okay.
All right. Very good. All right. I'll send you. I'm getting, a fixed income. We're getting about $60,000 a year. So where is the, that's just tough. I've been over 70. My wife is over 70. Is $60,000, is that really below the power of the retirement level or income level or whatever?
Well, it's up there. I mean, there's a lot of people living on a lot less than that.
Really?
I mean, we see them every day that come in here that's less than that. And
yeah.
Some of them are on the deferment program.
But you can't qualify for that at $60,000.
No, not at $60,000. I mean, that calculation is going to change because of the, what is it called, mean?
This is a continuation of the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Brian and Kirsten Kloop. Petition 190-16501 for account 125073248. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Brian Kloop in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, mostly as you see here, I moved in 2016 and I bought it for $485. And they have me rated $581,000. That's what I guess you say I should be able to sell my house for. And then there's some examples that that Katie sent me of why I, because I asked her, why am I, why am I being assessed to other houses that have 4 to 5 bedroom houses when mine's only a 3 bedroom house? And so that's why my question is, and she says, well, that just because that's the house in your area and stuff like that, and I don't find that a very good reason just because they're in my neighborhood, and they're 4 or 5 bedroom houses, even when I see other 3 bedroom houses in my neighborhood don't go for the sale of these four to five bedroom houses. Anyways, like for example, the one that's just two doors down from me, I mean, sold in 2018 for $550,000, and now their tax assessment is only $570,000 more, where mine has jumped up since my sale. It's been almost $112,000.
You have a different sheet than we have.
This is one she held me. Is it Parable Grids, Oak Ridge Estates? Yeah. Should be home 3006. Yes, this one right here.
Okay.
And this is one she says that they compare to. And it's always a, you know, a four or five bedroom house. But mine's a three bedroom. And anyways, and then I just go down the line. I mean, I go down the line, like I see a five-bedroom house with a 1,000 more square footage than mine. And they sold their house for $223,000. Their tax assessment is only $598,000. I mean, that's even less than what they paid for, and they paid, I mean, that's what, I guess I'm sort of fumbling on my words. But anyways, the only difference between their house and my house is only $17,000. They're saying my house is worth as much as a five-bedroom house.
They don't look as much at the bedroom count as they look at the square footage of the house.
Okay, well, mine's only 2,400
feet, and
you 3,400 square feet. That's what I mean. I mean, I would. The only thing I say, what my experience is, mostly when you compare a three-bedroom to a five-bedroom or a four-bedroom house, if you're looking for a four-bedroom house, right, you're not going to go, there's a three-bedroom house for the same price, let's get it.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. I mean, I'd like to hear that explanation with your realtor, your wife. Like, hey, you know, what's the difference here? What are we looking at? I mean, she mentions down here in the comments that I have a bigger garage, but I like that to go over real well, too. You know, like, well, you have a bigger garage.
Your guests can sleep in the garage.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Little Timmy, well, we were looking for a five-bedroom house, but, you know, Tim could sleep down the garage. I mean, he's a little guy. But, I mean, I would be more than happy to pay this. I'm not complaining that I'm paying too much or anything. I just want to be compared to what my house is, not to what I guess it should be or what other people think it is. And mostly that's what I say, because I mean, I know this isn't the same thing, but like I sold my house in Portland, and it was the same thing in the same neighborhood. Mine was a two-bedroom, one-bath house. And I ripped the sheetrock off, did plumbing, electrical, everything. And then five houses down is a three-bedroom, one-bath house. It sold for $100,000 more than me. And the only reason the bank and the realtor told me is because it's a three-bedroom house. And it was the same, the old metal pipe plumbing and everything. I mean, I was like, okay, well, I mean, that's sort of the lesson learned. But then when I moved to my new house, and I see this house, I mean, it was affordable, $485,000 for a three-bedroom house, and that's comparable to all the other three-bedroom houses around. And then also the next year, it jumps to, you know, 18, it jumps $85,000 worth in price, and then yet I see the same house next door to me worth the same exact me, but they're a four-bedroom house. And so I'm like, well, I know this game, because the realtors, the banks, they all tell me a three-bedroom house, it doesn't matter what you do to the house, like I did, remodel, roof, windows. If it's a four-bedroom house, it's going to go for a four-bedroom price house, not a three-bedroom price house. And so I just find that sort of comparable, why, like, even this house, so for $623,000, it's still taxes under $30,000 for the house 3035 right here, and it's sold for $629,000, and it's only $17,000 different than mine.
Let's focus for a minute on the next page, which is the one that they compare you to the houses in your neighborhood.
Are there three? That are three-bedroom houses?
Yeah.
Yes, I like that one. Because if you look at the house 2536, it says it's a three-bedroom house, but you go on Zillow, Realtors.com, Trulia. Guess what? It is listed as a four-bedroom house.
Which
and
one?
In
which
their
one is
description
this?
Right here, the
sale one.
Yep, sale. Yeah. Right here in the middle. You go on Zillow, Realtor.com, and everything, and it is listed as a four-bedroom house. Its description is a huge master bedroom with fireplace, plus three other spacious bedrooms. So I like that one for sure, because I was looking at the prices, because I'm like, well, that price is right in line with a four-bedroom house. And so when I go online, it's just real easy. You just go to Google, and surprise, surprise, it's a four-bedroom house. So that's why I was like, okay, well, that price makes sense. Why it's priced so high, and it's sold for $572. But, and then you still look at the tax, though. It's only $547,000. Why is it so... My house should still be under $500,000 worth of for sale compared to this house. And then with the three-bedroom house, the last one here, the address 19703, I mean, it's priced right there. I mean, that's the price is where I'm sticking my house. And that's a three-bedroom house, three-car garage. I mean, everything, the price and everything is selling for a three-bedroom house. So that's what I'm like, I'm confused by more of anything. It's like, you know, why are we going after four-bedroom houses when I'm a three-bedroom house? And then, I know you guys don't see this other stuff, but and I don't see anything. It's like, my house was listed, and it's been on the market for 6 months. They tried to sell it for $600,000.
That's before you bought it.
Before I bought it, the same year, in 2016, they listed it in June 7th, for $600,000. I bought it 10 of 2016 for $485,000. What really the market is for that house, because as you see, for 6 months, that's a long time nowadays to sit on the market. I mean, that might as well be 3 years nowadays.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's why I'm sort of confused by, like, if they tried to sell it for that big price, and it came down. And I know I don't have that in evidence, but there was a, there's a two other houses in my neighborhood. They pulled off the market because they've had it for sale. There's a three-bedroom house right down the corner from me. And I have the number in it if you want. But anyways, they tried to sell it for 2019 for $589,000. And they removed it when they dropped it all the way down to $560,000. So they know they're not selling their house. It's a three-bedroom house in a four- or five-bedroom neighborhood. I mean, there's other three-bedroom houses in the neighborhood. But, I mean, I know that you don't see that because it didn't go through the sale. I mean, I guess you didn't see it. I was in the assessor's office. I didn't see it. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It's like it's proving that the three-bedroom house is not going to go for the same price as the five-bedroom house in the same neighborhood. Even though it looks pretty, you know, it has good-sized square footage and everything. And there is even one for sale. They tried to go $660,000 because their neighbor across the street sold it for $700,000. But they're a three-bedroom house, and they're already, they started selling in June, and now they've adjusted all the way down to $600,000, and they're still got it for sale, because it's a three-bedroom house. I mean, that's, I've called them many times, and they go, well, it's just the value of your home in the area. I'm like, I know, but these numbers are great if I had a five-bedroom house, or if I had a four-bedroom house. It makes sense. I mean, it's a lovely house. I'm not saying it's a piece of junk. It's just, you have to compare me to the, I think you have to compare me to the three-bedroom house. So, I mean, that's my view. And mostly I come from that because that same year when I sold my house in Portland, I mean, I worked really hard for like 10 years fixing my house, thinking I'd get it, you know, better. Because, I mean, I even knew the lady who sold this three-bedroom house. She lived in it. She moved in there in the 60s. These houses were built in the 50s, and I mean, they did modest repairs, but you know, it was just the houses as she did. She was 101 years old. She wasn't doing too much maintenance for the last 30 years. And so, I mean, hey, good for her. She sold the house more than what I got, but I was like, well, this is weird. I got the bigger lot. I redid my landscape, redid the complete house, and yet, because it's a three-bedroom house, the bank, or people wouldn't even look at it, for sure, because they're looking for three-bedroom houses. Somebody looking for a two-bedroom house is not going to pay a price when they go right across the street and buy a three-bedroom house for the same price. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And that's the only reason I mean, I'd be great. I would be happy at that price. But over the history I see, they try to sell it. It's dropped. And it's only 3 years ago. It's not like we're talking 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that they tried to sell this price. It was just 3 years ago they tried to sell it at this price, and it didn't fly. So that's all. That's what I'm comparing. And mostly it's just sort of funny that the three houses she tried to present my house that looked the same. Is there, I mean, they're under my price of tax assessed. And I don't understand that at all, but she wouldn't give me an answer. So I thought that was sort of funny.
I think I have it.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you come up to the 530?
I was just trying to keep up. I mean, I just, 530, because mostly like I see these other houses that are on my, that I put together. I mean, I know she put the three-bedroom house. I mean, that's sort of close, because this one house that she found, the 19703 house, sold for 522. I mean, I think my estimate's pretty close to 530. And then, like, these other houses I found in our neighborhood, I mean, I even have one that has almost 500 more square footage, and it sold for, in 2019, for 504. And it has a two-car garage, but it's still the same. It has more square footage. I know it's close. I mean, I have more features and stuff like that. But three-car garage, even though the third car, I don't even know if you get a Mazda Miata in the dang thing. But they call it a three-car garage. And, you know, and I'm still pretty close. Like the other one, the address 2929, I mean, it sold for 556. I mean, I put that on there. But the taxes are only 540. I mean, another example of, even compared to the four-bedroom houses, they're paying less taxes than the three-bedroom house. So I don't understand. I don't understand how mine jumps up $112,000 in 2 years, where these guys, most of the sale price, what they say it's worth, they're still under. I mean, I'm not saying that they're looking out going, oh, Brian, I'm going to get him, you know, I'm going to tax him. I know it's like a computer algorithm or something like that, but I don't know, somehow maybe I got in the three or four bedroom house range. I don't know how that works, but I can't get a clear answer at all. It's just one of those things. They keep saying, well, your house is worth this much. And, you know, in the description it says, the best part, my realtor put in views all around. But if you look through all the pictures that she provided, there's not one picture of a view, because the one view that I have is from my kitchen sink. I mean, and she says, well, that adds $20,000 to your house. I'm like, well, it's been proven in 2016 it didn't add any value to the house, because I had to bring all my family, like, people busy, like, hey, here's my view outside my kitchen sink. I mean, and then my one neighbor, you know, he played a bunch of, oh, okay, sorry.
Got anything?
I'm just going on.
Okay. You got any questions? Son?
Okay.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay.
Bad?
We got it.
Did I run on too long? I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, you want to close?
Close.
Okay. This is a continuation of the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Paul Featherstone. Petition 190-17201 for account 986-033-340. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Paul Featherstone in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your opinion.
No questions.
Okay.
I'll just start. I received the assessed value, and it was like $551,433. And the reason why it stood out to me is that two homes in my neighborhood sold this year, homes just like mine, for, I think it was, they were $512,500. And my neighborhood is very unique. It's only 16 homes, and they're all on Northeast 7th Street. We have our own HOA, and the two homes that sold this year for $512,500 were really just like mine. They're all the same builder, polished homes, built all 16 homes.
Where are they? Which is the 16 homes? Right there on that street on 7th?
Yeah.
Right along there?
Yeah. Okay. And mine's the second one in, off of Northeast 97th Avenue.
Okay.
I'm the second owner of the home. So when I saw the 551 valuation, I thought the assessor's valuing my home more than what I could sell it for. So that just jumped out at me. That's really the only reason I'm here, is to see if we can't get a more fair valuation for tax purposes.
But the two that sold is 9504 and 9510.
Yeah.
So they'd be back this way. So. Yeah.
9505.
Across the street.
Across the street would be four.
Here?
No, the other way.
The other way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That's one. And what's the other 10?
9510
would be sold up there. Oh, the other side. It's that
back
there.
It's next door. It's next door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're two. They were right next door to each other.
Okay, and they're the same model as yours?
Yes.
Okay.
One level. All three of our homes are one levels. There are some two levels, bigger homes in the neighborhood, but mine's one of the one levels. Same as the two homes that sold this year.
All built in 2014?
Yes.
Let's see a picture of that, one of those.
Which that one is 9504. Is that right?
9510.
9510.
9510.
Okay.
9504.
Close to
this
that.
Says 2155.
And what's the one next to that? So that's got an upper level.
I don't know.
2678.
I don't know if that's an upper. It might be a room. Mine
well,
has
it shows on there.
It's got a second level.
Okay.
Yeah, second is 570 square feet.
Yeah.
Because mine has the dormer with the window, but there's nothing up there. It's just attic.
Well, so it looks. You must have had that option to finish that attic.
Probably, and mine doesn't have that. Yeah.
Interesting, because in looking at these, because these guys, I've got three sales here in your neighborhood. Two of them sold at about $238 a foot. The other one sold at $243 a foot. Even though the selling price was, $512, they were at different amounts per square foot. And the assessor has you valued at $230 a foot.
Huh.
So, I mean, it just is. Because of differences in size, it's coming up to these different values. They're showing you at like 2390 square feet.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's what it's listed as.
Yeah. It's just interesting how they can.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
No.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
And everybody have a nice Christmas.
You too.
You too.
Stay dry.
Yes.
It's really wet out there.
Close it here.
This is a continuation of this. December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Edward and Catherine Fole. Petition 19016601 for account 920095 98. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No.
Close hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Ming Meng and Ki Zhao et al. Petition 19017301 for account 18496204040. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
Nope.
Closing.
This is a continuation of the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Amy and Gerald Rhodes. Petition 19016901 for account number 35770404. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Gerald and Amy Rhodes in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you or let you know, you've been in before?
Yeah, we were here last year.
That we're independent from the assessor's office and we're here to your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019.
Okay.
Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. So you can see we live in Shorewood West, which is a mid-rise condominium project that consists of two buildings. And so we were assessed at a value of $298,000 for this period, and we believe that's a little bit high, so here we are. And we presented three comparables that are very similar to our unit.
Now, did you just buy this or did you refinance it?
No, we lived there for 14 years.
Okay, so
you have
an appraisal?
Yes, we have two appraisals that were done for a bank, a home equity loan, last year, so that's why we included that in our material here today. And if you want to look at those, the one with...
Well, your best evidence is number one, obviously a purchase price, and your second best is a fee appraisal.
Right.
And then third best is your comparable. So
the purchase price 14 years ago.
That's irrelevant now. But
yeah, it is.
If you purchase it within the last 12 months.
Right. The market has done a lot of crazy things in the meantime.
So your appraisal came out at...
We have one appraisal. The U.S. Bank came out at 274. And then the other one with KeyBank was 275, and these were all done in 2018. One was, they're actually done right at the, pretty close. One was August of 2018, and that was KeyBank 275, and then August.
Is that in this package?
It looks like this.
Yeah.
It's
not I've got it.
Oh, you do? Okay, I thought we included it, right.
Okay.
You can have this copy if you'd like.
Oh, here it is. I get it.
Yeah.
So 274 and 275.
Yeah, right. One was U.S. Bank and one was KeyBank.
You're asking for 274?
Yes. And so our comparables support that value.
And are similar to what the appraisers used in their
you used some of these.
Yeah.
Same comparables. Comparable number one is located right in our building. It's actually on the fourth floor.
We're on the third floor. They're
right. I don't know if that's the right angle of our building, but however, Anyway, so it's exactly the same floor plan, same view, same location of the building. It sold within the last year for $285,000. It had had some updating. Ours is the original condition. It's well maintained, but no updating of kitchens, etc. Theirs had had some updating, so it sold for $285,000. The second comparable is in the other Shorewood building. It's exactly the same floor plan. It also sold a little bit higher at $279,900. It had some updating, but not extensive at all, some just minor. And that was $279,900. The third comparable is located in Shorewood East, which is a neighboring condo project. Doesn't have quite the as nice of amenities as ours, but it's very similar in bedroom count and square footage and location. It sold for $240,000 on January 30th of this of 2018. So those are the three comparables. With the appraisal, we figure that $274,000 is a reasonable request based on the information that we've gathered. Do you have any questions?
Nope, I got it.
No, I'm good.
Okay, yeah. John?
Nope, thank you.
Oh, good, thank you.
I think
you.
We got it. Your appraisals are very good evidence.
Yeah. Okay, super.
Hope you got your home equity loan.
We did.
Problem with those is you have to pay them back.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking for a home equity grant.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's a bitch, isn't it? I have to pay them back.
I know. But interest rates are going down, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's on a variable, so.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you so much for your time.
Closing here.
This is the December 20th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present this morning are John Rose, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board this morning is property owned by Vincent Wong. This is petition 19016401 for account number 125662036. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Vincent Wong in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Attached here for the comparison of my property values, and that is on this sheet here.
Mm-hmm.
There are listed three properties there. My house is one of the oldest, earliest built one in the Greenwich area, and it has the smallest square footage. So the only I can compare is this neighborhood house that was sold below the assessed value. So based on that, I calculate, and it's roughly about 10% more than those property sold for the assess value of my house. So my assessment for my property value based on those would be about $521.31 based on, within the vicinity of the properties they sold.
You're saying just on the basis that it's assessed for 10% more than it'll sell for?
Right.
Okay.
And also listed. So my properties is here, and those sole properties is on the street. Yeah, it's very close to my neighborhood.
Okay.
also attach the what do you call it, property information centers that I got from the website of the counties. So they released the first sales date and assess values. This is one of them.
Last year, that's that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because my property was built with the huge stucco, and it was terrible that the all kind of water leak and damage because they didn't do right for the flushing.
Did you have you applied for the reduction based on?
Yes.
On that?
Yes. I did for the previous year because it was also assessed way high.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions, Don.
Okay. We're good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.